Have you all ever had the pleasure and privilege of taking part in a team building exercise? Have you done that? Maybe at work, maybe back in your youth group days. I think the most famous one is the human knot. You all know the human knot. You have to get yourselves untangled. I think that's not a very popular one right now. In fact, the last time I did it, we had to do it with ropes so people could still be distant from one another. The most hilarious one, from my perspective, is the trust fall. I don't know if you ever saw the video. I have a video stuck in my head of a trust fall where it was perfectly lined up. They had coached this girl through trusting the person that she was going to fall into the arms. And then when it finally came the time, he was standing there behind her ready to catch her, and then she fell forward. But the one that I thought back on this week was from the one summer I spent as a camp counselor at Marloo Ridge, and it was the Servants of Christ Camp. And so, theoretically, it was this group of people who were really dedicated to serving others, and it was all girls, high school girls, and it was 2 weeks long. And despite the fact that they were there to serve, most of the second week was to be spent in off-site service. They, for that first week, they could not seem to break out of self-absorption, you know? I mean, sometimes when you're a young girl, you can get caught in that, or if you're an older girl, or any human, in fact. And so we were trying to figure out a way to help them break out of that. They wanted to care about people. I mean, they signed up for Servants of Christ Camp. And yet, they could not seem to break free. They could not seem to live into it. And so we did a team building exercise, which is what you're supposed to do in such a case. We did the team building exercise where the only goal was to get everyone through a net that had been built between two trees, without anyone touching any of the webbing, okay? And I mean, they're high schoolers. They should have been able to do this pretty easily. So the challenge that we gave them was that they could not use first person individual pronouns. So they couldn't refer to I or me, right? They could only say you or we. And it was so memorable because they just couldn't do it. They couldn't figure out how to do it. They were tripping over themselves. So finally, they were speaking like gobbledygook, trying to make sense of how to do it. And so an hour and a half later, we finally gave up. We had to get to dinner. A week later, that same group was so very different, serving energetically and compassionately. They were still unique individuals. Don't get me wrong. I remember those girls from those many years ago. But after some practice, they got it. This is what these two passages about the early church show us. That when we can break out of our individualism, we can break out of our self-absorption, we can do amazing things. We can glorify God. That with enough practice, it is incredible what we can do together. And that is way more than we can ever do in isolation. Shoot, even Jesus had a team. Here we hear the story of him sending out the 12 disciples, and later the story comes of sending out the 70 apostles. Even Jesus recognized that more could be done if we were brought along as a team. And Paul shares these beautiful words in writing to the Philippians from prison, where he was stuck and couldn't do the ministry that he was called to do, and yet he writes these words, "I thank my God every time I remember you." What beautiful words. Here in Advent, as we contemplate the end of the world, sometimes it seems very imminent, doesn't it? When we contemplate the birth of Christ, the promise that Christ will come again. It's easy to look at the world around us and get overwhelmed by just how messed up it is. I don't even have to name it, do I? You all know what I'm talking about. Between natural disasters, COVID, climate change, political unrest, violence in schools. Don't you sometimes look around at the world and think, I don't think I can handle this. It's just too much. And truth be told, you can't. I can't. Paul couldn't. Jesus didn't do it alone. God is the only one who can handle it. And God can through and in us. As folks from different churches gather together this Saturday to dream about the next chapter of Loaves and Fishes, recognizing that one person cannot do it alone. It takes a whole team. As neighbors come together this Saturday to sing Christmas carols and look to collaborate to reduce violence in the community. I can't save the world. Even we together can't save the world, but God in Christ has. And we get to be a part of the team that lives into what that looks like in the midst of the chaos of this life. I was reminded of that just this morning, in fact. As many of you know, I get up very early in the morning, ridiculously early, and go to run with others, with back on my feet as we accompany those who are in transitions, overcoming addiction, and trying to see what the next phase of life can look like. And back on my feet is in a bit of a rough patch here in Baltimore City. And through the pandemic and transitions in staff and lack of communication between back on my feet and local housing organizations. And so I've been running each week with a friend from back on my feet, but we haven't been going because it's just too depressing because none of the members are showing up and the new guys aren't ready to start yet. And it gets a little overwhelming. Like, why am I still showing up every Monday and Friday to meet no one early in the morning? But then Kevin and I decided to meet up with the other person who's been going every Wednesday. And I was reminded that of course it's overwhelming when you're doing it alone. But somehow when you're doing it with others and you see their faithfulness, because both of them are very committed Catholics, and you see that they have a driving force behind them, then it becomes more possible to keep at it, to keep trying. There's one more team building exercise that I have to mention tonight. It's one that probably none of you have done. I've only done it a few times before in one organization, and it's an exercise where you have to have everyone have a finger under a hula hoop, and the goal is to lower it to the ground without dropping. Now, that seems really easy, doesn't it? It seems incredibly easy. But what ends up happening is that as soon as everyone's finger is holding under it, you start lifting it up into the air, and you can't stop. It just keeps going up until you can't reach anymore because you're afraid of dropping it. And that's the challenge of it, of course. But what I appreciate about that team-building exercise is that it shows us that, in fact, when we gather together, our inclination is to lift one another up. And so as you look over the edge of the cliff, as you look at the edge of the world this Advent, I hope you remember that you have others ready to lift you up by the grace of God. And may you see endless possibilities for how God might use us, you, as a part of us, to reveal God's love in Jesus. Amen.